For a lot of us who are staying as physically distant as possible from people, even from loved ones, human interactions have taken on a new and unexpected significance. We haven't had an in-studio guest for Stateside since this pandemic began, and I gotta say, as a journalist, it's been weird. So it was much to my surprise and delight when executive producer Laura Weber-Davis and I ran into a real human, an artist, creating his art on the street the other day and struck up a conversation. Okay, it was a physically distant, masked conversation, but a conversation nonetheless. Chalk artist David Zinn was drawing up one of his signature animals while he waited for his soup outside an Ann Arbor restaurant, Jefferson Market. So we ran into you plying your trade in one of the ways you always have, which is making chalk drawings for people to see as they're walking around the streets of Ann Arbor. So this format has been yours for a long time now, but do you get different reactions out of people now that we're in a pandemic and everyone is just so desperately looking for a reason to crack a smile?
I think I have noticed a little bit of an uptick in the relief people feel to see anything that isn't about what's currently happening in the world. It's always been useful to put something unexpected out on the street. Because some people kind of need something they weren't expecting to have happen to them today, and I think that need has gone up lately.
What does it do for you to get out of the house and work on the street?
Well, I'm a little worried about the cold weather coming, because this summer has shown me through some days when I couldn't get outside to draw that this is an important part of my mental health now, where some days I have very important things I should be doing and they don't get done because this is in some other way much more important.
Do you mind telling us what you're working on today?
Well, this is a piece I call Waiting for Soup. It's always been useful for me, and I don't think I'm alone as an artist in this way, to have limitations, because if you have too much freedom, you can get paralyzed by all the possibilities of what you could and should do to make good art. And that's actually why the sidewalk is useful to begin with, because you're using Crayolas, so the goodness of the art is based primarily on whether you can draw a stick figure. So now, when I come to the Jefferson Market to pick up lunch, there's this added bonus of seeing if I can actually complete a drawing in the time it takes for my lunch order to be ready, knowing that I have to stop when the lunch is ready, because otherwise the food gets cold.
It's a time trial.
Yeah, it's a time trial. Yeah, it's like a sprint for chalk art.
You mentioned that there are sometimes other things that you could and should be doing right now. Mm-hmm. How's your livelihood these days?
I have been very lucky, especially by the standards of pandemic year, that I already do work that is socially distant. It doesn't require the participation of other people, so I haven't had to stop making art. And one of the ways in which this has become a career for me, or at least a way to pay the rent, has been through selling things online. And so I can still do that. And actually, although this is the first summer I've had projects far away get canceled, it has had the bonus that I get to work on drawing here. And I have specifically had this thought several times last year when I was flying back and forth to Europe to do various projects, that it was killing me that I was outside Michigan in the summertime, because this is the time to be in Michigan. This is the best time to be in Michigan.
Well, buddy, you're getting all the Michigan a person could ever want this year.
Oh, yes.
Your visual language has kind of a light touch. You do a lot of animals ever so slightly anthropomorphized. Do you find yourself being attracted to slightly different subject matter these days, or leaning in?
Well, first, thank you for calling it anthropomorphized, because that's a very nice way of putting the fact that I don't really know how to draw them accurately as animals. And so when I get to a part I don't know how to draw, I'll just make it look more like a person and hope no one notices. So thank you. The most recent oddity is that even though I try to avoid drawing things that are real for fear of people pointing out all the ways in which I messed up, more animals are creeping in, especially this one mouse who keeps showing up wearing a blue dress. And I don't know exactly why she keeps showing up, but maybe it has something to do with this neighborhood on the Old West Side, because I keep seeing this mouse, Nadine, everywhere. And she's doing all of these things, and I feel like it's my job to document them.
The mouse has a name.
Oh, yes. Nadine definitely has her own identity. And consistent attitude, apparently, towards the world, because she's been doing some pretty adventurous stuff that I would never do.
Well, how is Nadine spending her pandemic?
Well, let's see. The various posts have had captions that seem a lot like chapter titles. There's been Nadine and the Unexplored Abyss, and Nadine and the Hypnotized Frog, and Nadine and the Interrupted Feast actually happened right behind this building where we're standing. What I like about it, actually, is that there is no actual written story to go with these adventures. And to my mind, they're left apparently very open for interpretation, because I'll post them thinking I know what's happening in this picture. And then based on the comments that people post, I see that obviously what's happening in this picture depends on who you are and what's going on in your own life.
Sounds like you might be working up to a web series.
Well, I am tempted to find some way to assemble this into a sort of choose-your-own-adventure collection. So that might be why Nadine keeps coming back.
Here's to strange years giving us different opportunities to think about how we put our work together.
Hear, hear.
Well, David Zinn, enjoy the soup. We don't want it to get cold. Thanks for talking to us.
Sure,
that was
no
my
problem.
Conversation with it's Ann nice Arbor chalk artist David Zinn. You can find his work all around Ann Arbor and also at zinnart.com.